Now with an update of local and regional news this early Monday morning, we head to the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. And good morning, Phil Latzman.
Good morning, Wanda. Hurricane Sandy might have dealt South Florida only a glancing blow, but the monster storm and ensuing high tides continue to leave its mark on the region's beaches. You can see it from Miami Beach to northern Palm Beach County. There's widespread beach erosion in many coastal communities. Along northern Fort Lauderdale Beach, in fact, parts of the seawall have been toppled, and that's where Broward Beach erosion expert Ken Banks sees the greatest impact.
Mostly because the beach is somewhat lower there. The elevation's not as high, and there's no protective dune, so that when the waves run up, there's nothing to stop it from overtopping the top of the beach and then running into the highway.
In Palm Beach County, where Hurricane Sandy did an estimated $20 million worth of damage to beaches, Environmental Director Dan Bates says parts unprotected by the natural buffer of the Bahamas got hit hard.
Once the storm got north of the Bahamas, those big waves that it was generating and the storm surge that went along with it hit the beaches, especially in northern part of Palm Beach County.
The Miami-Dade's beaches were spared the worst of the storm and ensuing high tides, destructive waves, but County Environmental Director Brian Flynn says some stretches of Miami Beach, Sunny Isles, and Bell Harbor are now worn away.
One thing that was fortunate is that we just completed a project with the Army Corps of Engineers last month where we renourished a lot of the three areas that were the worst, and so if we didn't have that sand in place, those areas would have probably been in bad shape.
Environmental officials in all three counties say the storm's effect on South Florida's coastline reinforces the need to keep rebuilding eroded beaches with fresh sand. And you can read more about beach erosion at WLRN.org. State regulators this week are considering requests from Florida's largest electric utility, Florida Power and Light. They're asking for consumers to pay for future nuclear facility costs in 2013. The Public Service Commission's taking up the proposal today. FPL seeking $151 million, which would be about $1.65 a month for a typical resident, using about 1,000 kilowatt hours. Utilities normally cannot pass on such expenses until new or renovated plants go into operation. State law, however, makes an exception for nuclear facilities. South Florida shoppers are expected to pound the keyboards and not the pavement looking for big bargains today. Broward-based journalist Natalie McNeil writes a blog on frugal living and is known as the Frugalista.
When you're shopping online, I would suggest that you check out certain websites like Coupon Codes for You or Retail Me Not. They have coupon codes that may offer free shipping or a percent off of whatever retailer that you're going to.
Research firm ComScore suggests Cyber Monday will be a big online success, with Americans expected to spend $1.5 billion. That's up about 20% from last year. In Daw Sports, the Dolphins are still alive in the playoff hunt.
Hey, guys, that's a fitting win. You know, that's a fitting win, the way to the all three phases of the team contributed to that thing.
Head coach Joe Philbin addressing the team in the locker room yesterday after Miami beat the Seahawks at home 24-21, winning the game on Dan Carpenter's field goal. As time expired, Miami snaps a three-game losing streak. They're now 5-6 on the season, with the first-place Patriots coming to town this coming Sunday. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.